Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 22, that is Accounting for Taxes on Income. Yeah, see, that is basically, it talks about tax expenditure. Tax expenditure includes current tax and deferred tax. Current tax means the tax what you are supposed to pay as per the Income Tax Act. Deferred tax is something which you are supposed to calculate as per this standard. Yeah, when you make a provision for taxation, then tax current tax expense account debit to provision for taxation. When you make an advance payment, then advance tax account debit. Advance tax is an asset. Advance tax account debit to cash. Yeah, and these both advance tax and provision for a tax should be presented in net. You are not supposed to present it separately in the balance sheet. Next. How long you are supposed to keep both the accounts, my dear? Yeah, till the assessment is completed by the assessing officer. Once assessment is completed, then you will reverse this. Reverse in the sense, provision for tax account debit to advance tax account. You will knock off these two asset and liabilities. And come to the deferred tax. Why this deferred tax comes into the picture? This is just to ensure the matching concept of tax expenditure. The reason, current year profit before taxation, if you see profit before taxation and if you apply tax rate, say 25-30% is applicable to you, yes, then that amount is not your current tax amount. The reason, because of the Income Tax Act, so many sections like depreciation, because Income Tax Act, you know, some places they will follow accrual system, some place they will follow cash system, some place they will follow deemed system, some different things will be there. That's why your taxable income will not be tallying with your profit before taxation. To ensure the matching concept, that means current year income should be taxed in the current year only, not in the previous year or not in the future. Okay, right. So the differences between the taxable income and profit before taxation can be classified into two. One is timing difference, the other one is permanent difference. Timing difference is something, the difference is arising in the current year and which has the capability of being reversed in one or more future years. Yeah, then for this you are supposed to create deferred tax. That could be deferred tax asset or deferred tax liability. But permanent difference is something, difference is arising in the current year, but it will never be reversed in the future. Like agriculture income, it is tax exempted. The Income Tax Act will never take it as an income in the future. Then that is all permanent differences. Yes, suppose even penalties also. Yeah, donations to a private trust. Correct? Expenses disallowed under section 40A. Right. So those are all going to be permanent differences. Yeah. So now when you say deferred tax, yeah, deferred tax, deferred tax can be like a deferred tax liability or a deferred tax asset. Deferred tax liability, there is no limitation, there is no conditions to how much to recognize or something like that. So it will be recognized, deferred tax liability is always going to be recognized. But with respect to deferred tax asset, we have some small conditions. Is this deferred tax asset arising from unabsorbed depreciation and business losses or any other item other than these two? Okay. If it is other than these two, if it is deferred tax asset is arising because of the interest, because of any other reason, my dear, then just you have to check for reasonable certainty. Right, you have to like, is there reasonable certainty that the company is going to make profits in the future so that it can offset? A reasonable certainty you are supposed to look for. If you feel that based on the forecasting, based on the projections, if you are going to get good profits in the future, then you can create deferred tax asset with respect to those. But deferred tax with respect to unabsorbed depreciation or business losses, you can create deferred tax asset only when there is a virtual certainty supported with convincing evidence. Repeat once again, virtual certainty supported with convincing evidence. It is not reasonable certainty. Next, evidence is a matter of fact. Your forecasting and all will not be helping.
So, virtual certainty supported with convincing evidence only, you are supposed to take it into account, my dear. Okay, if you have virtual certainty, then you create deferred tax asset. Otherwise, you are not supposed to create deferred tax asset. Next, deferred tax asset or deferred tax liability, both are supposed to be reassessed or reviewed on every balance sheet date. Yeah, you create a deferred tax asset. Now you felt that I'm not expecting any future profit, then you are supposed to write off that deferred tax asset. Or you created asset, you have not created last year because there was no virtual certainty, but current year there is a virtual certainty supported with convincing evidence. At least now you create the deferred tax asset. That is what review or reassessment has to take place. Next, the deferred tax amount, how much amount I will recognize, sir? That is the difference, the timing difference amount into percentage of tax. Sir, which percentage? Yeah, percentage in the sense, which are the applicable tax rates. Applicable tax rate means which are enacted tax rate you are supposed to take. Standard says even enacted rate or substantially enacted rate. But generally, practical purpose, we don't take the substantially enacted rate, my dear. Enacted rates, we will be taking that. Okay. Right. And if you see the sub-concepts, there are two sub-concepts actually. One is a tax holiday concept, the next one is MAT, minimum alternative tax. You see the tax holiday concept, any temporary difference arising within the tax holiday period and getting reversed also within the tax holiday period, then do not create any deferred tax. I repeat once again, temporary difference or timing difference arising in the tax holiday period and also getting reversed in the tax holiday period, no deferred tax is going to be created. That is, no deferred tax asset or no deferred tax liability will be created out of it. Point number one, right? Suppose difference is arising in the tax holiday period, but it is getting reversed only after tax holiday period. Then to the extent it will be reversed after tax holiday period, on that you are supposed to create deferred tax asset or deferred tax liability, as we discussed above, my dear. Next concept and last, almost last, minimum alternative tax. The minimum alternative tax section is 115JB of Income Tax Act. Yeah, see, even though if for your company in the current year, minimum alternative tax is applicable, right? For calculation of deferred tax, you have to assume that, yeah, what are you supposed to assume, my dear? You have to assume that the tax rates, normal tax rate is not applicable. MAT is not applicable to your company. That means normal tax rate only you are supposed to use it for the purpose of deferred taxation. I repeat once again, even though MAT is applicable to your company, but for calculation, you have to take which rate? Is it the normal tax rate or MAT rate? Normal tax rate only you are supposed to take it. When you are calculating deferred tax, assume that MAT is not applicable to your company first. Okay, MAT is not applicable to your company. Then how do you calculate? Very simple, my dear. Profit before tax into normal tax rate minus your current tax. Your current tax means under normal rules. Under normal rules, what will come? The difference amount is going to be your deferred tax amount. Then you calculate as usual MAT. MAT is equal to, how do you calculate? MAT is equal to book profit into MAT rate. That is going to be your MAT rate, MAT amount. Okay, right. Next, the deferred tax asset, deferred tax liability, can I offset? Yes, you can offset it, but subject to one condition. Deferred tax asset and liability both are arising from the same country act. Yeah, suppose if it is coming from the Indian Act, then you can offset it. You have to offset and you have to present it in only net. Suppose deferred tax asset is coming for the Indian operations and deferred tax liability is coming for the US operations, my dear, then you cannot offset these two. You have to present in the balance sheet deferred tax asset separately, deferred tax liability also separately. That's it about the important points of accounting standard 22. If you like this audio lecture, yes, please share it with your friends. Let this be useful as many as possible. Share the knowledge and stay blessed. Wish you all the very best for your exams.